from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, Nico Collins, hell, listen, he shocked all of us. And I refuse to even hear anybody saying they saw that.
Nico is
1,300 yards, 80 catches. Like, I just refuse to believe that. But he, to me, shocked everybody, shocked the league with his production. Not just as much he could play, but he was at a Pro Bowl level. And I'm not necessarily saying up to that performance, but there are folks and guys out here on this team we're not talking about, we're not thinking about, that could have a big, big impact that I don't think we're predicting. Hey, Clint, I know there's some extra want to for this kid for me. But, man, I think Khalil Davis is going to be somebody we're talking about at the end of the year in a way that I don't think we're thinking about right now. I think Khalil Davis is playing a position, Clint, that is kind of up for the taking for somebody to step up.
He's going
to
get run.
It's like, it's not like there is somebody that is – there's not a Derek Stingley standing in front of him. There's not a Diggs standing in front of him. I think he'll get opportunities. And the time he got last year, I think he played really, really well. And you can see him getting better today. He had a really good practice as well, being reported from people. I think Khalil Davis is a guy. I'm not saying he's going to go Pro Bowl level play the way Nico did.
Yeah.
But I don't think he is a guy that we're thinking about right now. I don't think a lot of Texans fans are thinking about right now. I think by the end of the year, Khalil Davis is a guy that we're talking about as a major, major part and has really stepped up and made a difference from the defense.
Yeah, man, that we're not talking. I would have to go with Kalen Bullitt.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about him a little bit, but he's not going to be starting, and we really don't know. We know everybody likes him a lot, but we don't know exactly what that looks like. So I would go with Kalen Bullitt. I could see him really, really helping this football team, especially given that, in man coverages with him in center field, he roams center field, I mean, really well. You get into the zones, you know, he clearly can cover a zone really well if you can play center field and man well. He just has the makings, man. That length and the speed and the instincts. To me, he's a guy that if he ever gets on the field, it's going to be hard to get him off barring an injury.
Text coming in. I think Jeff Okuda is going to have to make an impact at some point. Now, that's one. We'll see. I think they're pretty committed to those top corners. Not saying he's not going to get in at any time. Right. Now, there could be injuries. Obviously, we know the history of Derek Stingley. I think he's probably going to be pressed to have to play some, but that fits the bill. That qualifies right there. That's a good one, Jeff Okuda. I'd like to see him get on the field. He is one of those that haven't been practicing in a while either.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.